Hare Krishna. I'll be reading about His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, 1896 to 1977. Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine. I offer my respectful obeisances unto His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is very dear to Lord Krishna, having taken shelter at His lotus feet. Namaste Saraswati Devi Kauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschata Deshatarine. Our respectful obeisances are unto you, O spiritual master, servant of Saraswati Goswami. You are kindly preaching the message of Chaitanya Dev and delivering the western countries, which are filled with impersonalism and voidism. Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada was born on September 1, 1896 in Calcutta, India. His parents, Gaur Mohan and Rajni Dey, named the child Abhay, which means one who is fearless. As is the custom, an astrologer was invited to foretell Abhay's destiny. He predicted that at the age of 70, Abhay would cross the ocean, become a religious teacher and open 108 temples. Gaur Mohan was a pure devotee of Krishna. He supported his family as a cloth merchant and used part of his income to maintain the temple of Radha Govind directly across the road from where the family lived. Abhay was still a young boy when his father hired a professional mridanga player to teach him how to play. Gaur Mohan's dream was of his son growing up to be a devotee, expert at leading bhajans and reciting Srimad Bhagavatam. Every year, the Rath Yatra festival of Lord Jagannath was held in Calcutta. Abhay loved this colourful event and longed to stage his own festival. Gaur Mohan therefore brought a miniature Rath cart for his son, and together they decorated it and organized their own festival. Abhay and his father invited friends and neighbors and for 8 days celebrated Rath Yatra. Abhay led his playmates in the procession amid the chanting and playing of kartalas and drums. The ladies cooked and distributed prasad to everybody in the neighborhood as they enjoyed the festival. At the age of 6, Abhay's father gave him a beautiful pair of Radha Krishna deities to worship. From then on, Abhay offered his food to his deities and each night put them to rest. To complete his education, Abhay attended the Scottish Churches College in Calcutta. Abhay married at this time but remained at home with his parents, as did his wife. During his college years, Abhay took a keen interest in the movement of Mahatma Gandhi, who wanted to free India from British rule. Gandhi was a very spiritually minded person, always carrying with him a Bhagavad Gita. After passing his final examinations, Abhay took up work as a department manager in a large chemical laboratory. It was then that he set up home with his wife and started a family. In 1922, at the age of 26, Abhay was introduced to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who was the leading preacher of Sri Chaitanya's mission. Abhay respectfully inquired, "Who will hear your Chaitanya's message while India is under British rule?" Bhaktisiddhanta forcefully replied, "No temporary political system can help humanity. Real welfare work is to teach people of their eternal relationship with Krishna and thus prepare them for their next lives. You are an educated young man. Why don't you preach the message of Lord Chaitanya throughout the English-speaking world? Convinced by the truth of Bhaktisiddhanta's words, Abhay realized he had found his eternal spiritual master. 10 years later, he took initiation. Bhaktisiddhanta later instructed him, "If you ever get money, print books." Taking this order of Bhaktisiddhanta as his life and soul, Abhay resolved to himself, "Yes, if I ever get money, I will print books." The Second World War came, and Abhay, in spite of much difficulty, started up with the Back to Godhead magazine. His family, however, were not interested in helping. Then, on one occasion, his wife sold his copy of the sacred Srimad Bhagavatam in order to buy tea biscuits. Abhay took this as a sure sign to fully abandon family life. He left home and dedicated himself solely to preaching work. During the 1950s, Abhay faced many difficulties. Following the example of his spiritual master, Abhay took initiation into the sannyas order of life and received the name Bhaktivedanta Swami. With great determination, he translated into English the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the most important of India's spiritual classics. "I will go to the Western world," he thought, "give the people Srimad Bhagavatam and teach them about service to Krishna, the real purpose in life. In this way, I will please my beloved Gurudev and perfect my own life." On August 13, 1965, at the age of 69, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami set out for America on a small cargo ship called the Jaladutta. He managed to get free passage, and his only possession were a suitcase, an umbrella, a supply of cereal, a handful of rupees, and several boxes of Srimad Bhagavatam. After 10 days of being at sea, Bhaktivedanta Swami noted in his diary, "Rain, seasickness, dizziness, headache, no appetite, vomiting. In 2 days, he suffered successive heart attacks and was convinced a third would be fatal. But on the night of the second attack, he had a dream in which Lord Krishna appeared and took complete control of the boat. From then on, that fateful ocean voyage of 1965 became the calmest crossing the ship's captain had ever known." Bhaktivedanta Swami concluded in his diary, "If the Atlantic Ocean had showed its usual face, perhaps I would have died. But Lord Krishna had taken charge of the ship." After several weeks, the Jaladutta finally arrived at New York Harbor, with its famous Statue of Liberty outlined against the sky. Bhaktivedanta Swami remarked later that when he stepped off the gangplank, he did not know whether to turn left or right. He had almost no money and no followers. Yet before him was the monumental task of giving Krishna consciousness to the entire world. He did, however, have one American family to sponsor him and provide some initial accommodation. Over the next year, Bhaktivedanta Swami struggled on and gave Bhagavad Gita classes wherever there was opportunity. he moved into a storefront on New York's Lower East Side and gradually attracted followers from the hippie community. Under his direction, they converted the premises into America's first Krishna temple. It was from there that he founded the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Shortly afterwards, he initiated his first disciples and visited California, where he soon opened another temple. This was just the beginning, and from there on, the movement expanded rapidly. Over the next 12 years, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami initiated over 5,000 devotees and circled the globe 11 times. He became affectionately known by his followers as Srila Prabhupada, which means he at whose feet all other masters sit. Fulfilling the prophecy of his childhood, Srila Prabhupada opened 108 temples and became the world's most important teacher of God consciousness. He also fulfilled the prophecy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who foretold, "The time will come when my name will be sung in every town and village of the world." Srila Prabhupada systematically spread the chanting of the Maha Mantra, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Rama Rama, Hare Hare," all over the planet. He went on to establish schools and farms based on cow protection. He also opened restaurants through which he distributed prasad. For the first time in history, Srila Prabhupada introduced Rath Yatra festivals to the major capital of the Western countries, such as London, Paris, and New York. Of all his miraculous achievements, Srila Prabhupada considered his books to be the most important. He would often describe his work of translating and explaining the ancient Vedic texts as his very life and soul. In 1970, Srila Prabhupada founded the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust, BBT, which is now the world's largest publisher of India's spiritual literature. Between the age of 70 and 81, Srila Prabhupada translated 51 volumes of books, which have been translated into 28 languages. Tens of millions have been distributed throughout the world. He delivered countless lectures and won the high regard of hundreds of professors and religious teachers who deeply appreciated his great work. When one examines his contribution to world culture, philosophy and religion, it would be a difficult task indeed to find another person with which to compare him. Srila Prabhupada asserted, "What I have written will be the law books for mankind for the next 10,000 years. Considering this, one can only begin to grasp a little of his unique position in the world history. Srila Prabhupada departed from this world on November 14, 1977, in his room at the Krishna Balaram Mandir in Vrindavan. Right up to his last breath, he was delivering transcendental knowledge to his loving disciples who were gathered around him. His sacred body was interred at a grand memorial shrine within the courtyard of the Krishna Balaram Mandir. A magnificent Srila Prabhupada Pushpa Samadhi was constructed at Mayapur, West Bengal. Srila Prabhupada will always be remembered as a most dear and confidential servant of Lord Krishna. He lives forever in his teachings and within the hearts of his followers. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you. Hare Krishna.